Northern Michigan University's Department of Theater is putting on the full-length performance of the hit musical Les Miserables, which is going to feature someone who's a kind of an old hand at one of those roles.
Yes, you
just heard the voice in the distance of Paul Truckee, who is now on the theater faculty and has been for a few years now. But prior to that, you were Jean Valjean.
I've never played Jean Valjean.
Oh.
Actually, no. I played the role of Javert, his nemesis.
Oh, you were Javert. Oh,
and
okay.
I've also played Thénardier, and I played the main role of Grantaire, who was a drunk student. So I
so
played
you went
three
all
different
the way
roles.
Around Jean Valjean.
Yes, I did. And now I'm getting to play Jean Valjean, which is very exciting.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a production that's being directed by Ainsley Valentine, the director of theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's kind of like going home again for you.
It is. It's like putting on an old shoe. There's no question about it. From the very first day when we struck up the music and sang through the show, right away all the same emotions and came back. And, you know, just so many years of experience with it that it was... Yeah, it's great.
And that previous experience was primarily with professional actors on the stage.
All 7 years in total. Mm-hmm. I did 3 years of touring nationally with the show, and then I did 4 years on Broadway. So it was all with professional equity production.
So now you're working with students.
Yes.
And what is the difference
Which
here?
Is actually very appropriate because one of the main sections of the play are the students in Rebellion. And that works terrifically well because they are of the age of those characters. And they just play gangbusters out of it. It's just great.
Okay.
It's been a great experience with the students. They have just embraced this, and they're fantastic. I mean, I'm not lying when I say I sit out there sometimes and listen in rehearsal, and it sounds just like it does in New York. I mean, it sounds absolutely beautiful. So
that music is amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It has an emotional resonance that just connects with people. And there's somebody for everyone in the audience to recognize, from the little girl to the old dying man in the end, to the, you know, to the principles of Javert and how he believes in black and white. And that's it. And so, yeah, I think that's what makes it so popular. Is everybody's got somebody to connect with in the show.
Now, Les Miserables has been condensed into a shorter or more theater-friendly version for less experienced people. But this is the full production.
Yes, we're doing the full production. The only production that was released before was, and this was actually happening when I was in New York, is they came in, Trevor Nunn, the director, came in, and they wanted to try this. It was like the advent of the school edition for all these shows.
Yeah.
And it was obviously a marketing thing. And they said, we're going to make a school edition where only 18-year-olds, non-professionals, 18-year-olds and younger can do this. And so they came and they were discussing how they were going to create the show. So they did. They condensed it, shortened it, changed some of the singing, you know, different things. It's still the same story, but less demanding for obviously young kids to try to perform. But this is the full production. Mm-hmm. That was only released this past, earlier this year. Cameron McIntosh, the producer, finally released the rights in America to do the show, the full production.
I see.
And that's why we jumped on it, because he's actually going to take those rights away. It was only like an 18-month window, because he's going to take them away because they're going to do the Broadway production again in March.
So you won't
be able to do it. So we had to basically jump on it and do it.
Okay. So how much of the music is, or how full is that music? Do you have a full pit orchestra working with you on this?
Actually, no, we do not. We have actually, we are using musical tracks for it.
Okay.
That we have purchased that are fabulous. It is the full orchestration professionally done, so it sounds absolutely incredible.
I imagine it's great for the sound booth to deal with all that coordinating.
It is. It's really quite exciting. But the nice thing is that, you know, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's full and it sounds beautiful, and it has been a treat for us to be able to do. Nothing against orchestras, and we love to have a live orchestra, but with this, from day one, we were able to rehearse from the music right at the get-go.
I see.
And, you know, that's been a gift to be able to do that.
So how are those who are singing getting that feedback properly? Do you have speakers off in the wings, or do you have speakers at the foot of the stage?
Oh, yeah, we have speakers everywhere. They're monitors for us that we can hear everything that's going on, so... Yeah,
it's not earpieces in the singer's ears.
No, not like the movie.
No,
no, no. We just hear it. We can hear it. You know, no, we hear it as well as the audience hears it. So
okay,
all the
who's doing the audio engineering?
Dan Zini is actually our sound man, but we actually have a musical director. Emily Fitzpatrick is our musical director, formerly Emily Straczynski, who's done a lot of musical directing for us. So there has been, there still, she conducts the show. She has to conduct us into all of our music.
Of course, yes.
And she's there, so she's been heavily involved in all of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little different approach for us. And, you know, we've talked about doing it, hemming and hawing, doing it before, because you can get orchestrations that are tracked that are pretty thin. And this is not. This is beautifully done. It
the
sounds
full boat, so to speak.
Full boat. It's a full orchestra. It sounds just like the Broadway orchestra. So it's
great.
It's really pretty great. I've really actually really enjoyed using it.
Does it make you a little bit itchy for going back to being in a production like that out in New York?
No. For one night, sure. 8 times a week, I don't think so. No, but it has been a treat to get back to performing. I'll tell you, it's been very great to exercise my voice muscle again, because for any of those out there who know what Jean Valjean does in the show, it's 3 hours of singing and heavy-duty singing.
It's an Olympic event, practically.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think it's easily the most difficult singing part in the Broadway theater, so... I've really enjoyed doing that.
Now, you also teach acting classes at the theater department. Are any of those students involved in this production?
Many of them.
Many of them?
Yes. I mean, we have a cast of nearly 40, so I took the brunt of our students. That's been great. We do have a couple of community people that are involved. We had a lot. We had like 120 people auditioned for the show.
Oh, boy.
So there was a lot to choose from, and we were able to get really great voices for it. But not only great voices, I think that's sometimes a misconception about Les Mis. It's only, you know, it's all sung. It's through sung and through composed.
Yes.
So you think, well, you just have to have great voices. But no, you need people who can act. It really is about acting those pieces to connect to the emotional range of these songs, and not just sounding beautiful. But if you can have both, that's even better.
Well, and with a herd that big, it was easy to cull the best.
And I think we really did. I mean, I think top to bottom, it's really, really solid.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
And it opens tonight.
It opens tonight. Yes, really nice yesterday to be able to have it do a high school matinee for high schools across the UP. We had a packed audience. The ticket sales have been tremendous for this.
I understand only a few seats are left
nights. They are, but that doesn't mean don't come out and get seats. Please still come out to get them. We do have an extra week. We're running the following week, Friday and Saturday. The following week, we're going to do a performance on Friday and Saturday night, and I think those dates are the 23rd and 24th?
22nd and
23rd. 22nd and 23rd. I was close. Okay, 22nd and 23rd. We have added those two performances.
Okay.
So for those who will not be able to see it, but word of mouth, and they really want to see it badly, that is available. And those are on sale now.
Wow, so great.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to try and get those seats, and hopefully they do, they can call the theater box office afternoons at 227-2082.
Yep.
Or NMU Easy Tickets.
Yes,
as well.
Can.
Very
go online.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to see that this production has made it to the Forest Arbor Theater stage. It'll be a real treat for everyone to see this full-length production of Les Misérables. And I've been talking with Paul Truckee, who is in the role of Jean Valjean on this production, coming back home in a way to
absolutely.
this great musical. It's been great to have you here. Break a leg.
Well, thank you very much.